There are all kinds of qualities of light, of course. And one can imagine on a cruise ship like this, there could be foggy light. There could be soft light under a thin clouded sky. Or there is this very harsh light that we see here. Freeman explores that harsh light through this entire portfolio. It's a difficult light to present effectively, but he does so because he plays the whites perfectly. The problem with white, of course, in a photograph is that it's perfectly detailless. White is the color of the paper base. And so anything that shows up as pure white in a photograph, there's nothing to see. On the other hand, if we want to present a very harsh, bright, hot light, like there would be under a Mediterranean sun, then we have to use white. And so it's the effective use of white compared to the shadows that we see underneath the railing of the ship, the dark shadow that's created by the entire left-hand side and bottom of the photograph. It's the white that's in comparison to all of these various shadows that makes it effective. We can almost feel as though if we were standing in the left side of the photograph, feeling the cool breeze, that it'd be comfortable. But the moment we step out of that shadow and we're in the harsh sun, we can almost feel it beating down on the back of our neck. Freeman has done a beautiful job of presenting that kind of sun, and he's done so the way he uses and controls white throughout this entire portfolio. It's well worth studying for that quality alone, just to see how he so effectively presents white as a means of illustrating the heat and the intensity of the sun out at sea.